for something right across the street from a Taco Bell. The Broad Museum sure smells like money. At a preview just for the press, jet-lagged London architects are murmuring to glossy Art Mag reporters, "Everybody is wearing black. Apparently that's not a stereotype, that's wrong." And everyone is talking in art speak.
Some people criticize that architecture is becoming too much of a staple thing. What would you say to somebody?
I don't think it's a staple thing at all. I think it's very dynamic.
That is Eli Broad. Remember that name because it's the name of the museum, because this guy is the money. He's given $28 million to build this museum. World-famous architect Zaha Hadid did the honors, and the result looks like the Millennium Falcon from Star Wars landed in East Lansing.
It looks pretty spacey, kind of something that, like, NASA would create almost. Like, it's real, like, sharp-looking.
Will Peltier is walking by on his way to class, and smack dab on East Grand River Avenue, the Broad is not subtle. It's 48,000 square feet of sharp, lunging angles, this giant rectangle of slanting steel fins. And inside, MSU president Luana K. Simon is the only one not wearing black. She's very practical in a brown pantsuit and a chunky Spartan ring. She says with this museum, big things are coming.
We're sort of taken for granted as gee whiz, good old MSU. You needed to have something that would be so dramatic that people would actually come to have the economic impact.
That economic impact is supposed to be tens of thousands of new visitors, art pilgrims, who come and spend $5 million a year here. At least that's what MSU's economic impact report says. But the report also says that downtown East Lansing is a little more casual than what the typical art tourist prefers. In other words, it's less boutique hotels and more head shops.
Water pipes, dry pipes. We get all walks of life.
Emily Aaron works at In-Flight Sports. It is literally right across from the museum, and it's sort of a stoner haven. It's got both disc golf equipment and Bob Marley flags and, of course, locally made bongs. Aaron is an art history student, and she says she's very excited for this new museum. But she says in terms of East Lansing, she's not sure that anything is really going to change.
We're pretty stubborn people, so we'll probably just be like, take it or leave it.
And so far, it's hard to find any business that's really rolling out the red carpet for these expected art hordes. So far, the closest thing might be Wanderer's Tea House, which at least is mixing up a special blend called the Broad Museum Tea.
It's infused with dried strawberries.
Andy Bedoin says so far there haven't been a lot of takers on the tea. But in terms of the museum, he says, yeah, some people don't like the change.
North Campus is like, that's old campus. That's, you know, the old part. That's what we should keep it as. But I think, I mean, it's going to do a lot culturally, and there's not really an art museum to go on campus. And if there is, there's not one that's, like, really...
sexy.
Sexy, yeah. Yeah.
One other thing is new. The city is planting a tourism bureau right across from the museum. Anne Lavender has only been in the job for a couple of days, but she says the changes from the art tourists will be less about a massive makeover for the town and more about an opportunity.
East Lansing is going to be East Lansing. There may be some additional different kind of businesses coming in, but that's because we'll have 125 to 150 expected visitors each year just for the Broad.
That's thousands, by the way, 125,000 to 150,000. Now, whether these art pilgrims actually show up is one question. But if they change the feel of downtown East Lansing, Lavender says that's okay. After all, she says towns are always changing. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.